from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Wednesday hump day to you. It is August 14th. We are moving through the year of 2024. You look up, and you're almost to September. You're almost to the real start of the NFL season, and soon we'll be talking playoffs and Super Bowl and the end of another year. It just seems as you get older, these things go faster. Maybe that's just me. I know what I'm taking in very slowly, trying to sort of revel in it. Chicago Bears on Hard Knocks. And for many last night, controversy, many who have cut the cord that are streaming this thing on Max did not get their episode. You can tell John's not interested, Brad, but you are. Did not get their episode on time.
I got mine.
You're not watching. Brad is.
I'm locked in.
Let me tell you something. First episode, yep. The most watched in 5 years for Hard Knocks.
Hey.
So it ain't just us, Brad, that are watching the Chicago Bears.
Everybody is.
On Hard Knocks. Now, John's going to have to tell me, and he's now stood up. I don't know why.
I'm like Pat McAfee.
Are we getting a trade with Brandon Ayuk or not?
You'll have to stay tuned.
Niners say they want a long-term deal, but still apparently a deal in place with Pittsburgh. Should Brandon not elect to take the deal with the Niners? So there's a lot of NFL action to discuss. Ryan Silverfield and company over at the University of Memphis had their first scrimmage. He talked about it, and one thing specific he didn't like. We'll talk about that today.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about why you're standing up.
Yeah, because I'm inspired by your Hard Knocks talk. I really am.
I just gave you a bunch of facts.
Yeah. No, Pat McAfee stands up, and his show is really—he makes $90 million a year. So I'm wondering if maybe if I can get like a piece of that if I start standing up.
You've tried this for a little while; it lasts about 4 or 5 minutes tops.
I actually enjoy it. I enjoy standing up, but it makes everybody else uncomfortable.
You won't make it a whole segment. But it does make me uncomfortable.
I love standing up. It actually helps with projection.
It makes Jason uncomfortable. That's why I'm not.
It makes me very uncomfortable because I have to look up.
I could stand. I think we all should stand. I think we should all do a standing show. Like for 3 hours. That's what I believe.
Let's go.
But Jason won't do it. He will not do it. We're continuing to wait for a few things. We're waiting on a response from Iran. We're waiting on a trade from the San Francisco 49ers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not sure at this point which is going to come first. I've sort of been hearing about both for a few weeks now. So we will continue to stay tuned on both.
You've been watching the inflation numbers coming in. That's been something that's been very important to you.
Yes.
No. You're happy about to see that number come in today.
I am. You know, Meta at nearly an all-time high. So this continues
things
to be
are looking up.
Good news for Wall Street, which is, you know, that's us. That's what we do here in Memphis.
News show.
Yeah. We can do whatever the hell we want. We can be whatever we want to be. You know, I actually think we could be a news show if we decided that we wanted to pivot and do that and then sprinkle in some sports. But we won't make that choice today
on the air. That's Jeff's show. You can't keep copying him.
That's right. We can't. We have to let him be the COVID update, you know, every day. That's Jeff. There's no question about that. But this is a sports show, I am told. Yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, this is a sports show, I am told, so we will talk about sports like we're supposed to do, like good little boys. Today on the show, Norton Hurd IV going to join us, 125. We will talk to him about
your piece.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the, everybody in Memphis is kind of talking about it. I mean, it is definitely.
I don't know about that.
It is absolutely catching the world by
now,
storm.
In fairness, you literally just posted this morning over the Daily Memphian, did you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trey Draper has retweeted it. He started this when he recruited Matt Morrell.
Always helps when Trey's helping you.
I got the Trey Draper boost, so yep. I appreciate that. But no, in all seriousness, we've talked about this for a while, but I actually sort of like did some hard research on how many players have left, who they are, and the list is long.
You found some more, apparently.
Found some more. Was told
Which
even after the piece ran that there are more that I missed. So, we'll get into it and we'll talk about it, but also the trickle up, for the college side here in Memphis, which is, I think, important as well. So we'll get into all of that today. Norton Hurd going to join us at 1:25. So that is the show today. Real quick, though, Hard Knocks, you did see it. You did get the episode.
Oh, I caught mine on Superbox, okay. So I caught mine on time at 8 o'clock.
Got it.
And I tell you what, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you. A little let down. And I keep going back to something Jeffrey Wright has said about Hard Knocks and said it for a long time. And I pointed out how the first episode is most watched in 5 years for Hard Knocks. So there's a lot of people tuning in. But Jeffrey's man, it's always tough for them. You're talking about five episodes to follow up episode one. And I just thought there was a little bit of a let off there. Now, again, for me, it's easy to be all in. It's Bears. But I'm talking about for the average person, it felt like there was a little bit of a let off. You're trying to sort of stretch things. So right. you get a music video with the Chicago Blue, Bear with the Chicago Blues scene and the Bears.
Yeah.
The pads hitting right. during it that kind of gets stretched out. Now you love it if you hadn't seen Chicago,
yeah.
but if this is something, you can sort of feel the stretch. Back to the point, there were still a bunch of highlights, including, I think, sort of, for Bears fans especially, but I think this is, we talked about it yesterday when we were getting out of here, Bears have set up the schedule where they're facing some of the preseason schedule where they're facing some of the toughest quarterbacks in the league, including Josh Allen. So we get the snippet with Buffalo. They probably spend 10, 15 minutes on the preseason game, but afterwards, you see sort of what the Bears had hoped would happen, which is Caleb Williams learning, however short the interaction is, from the best. They're playing Cincinnati this week. They've got KC to close out their preseason. They want Caleb Williams around these great quarterbacks. And at the end, you saw Josh Allen as they're shaking hands to close it out, telling them, dude, you do not need to take that hit out of bounds. Get out, slide there.
Yep.
Do it in the regular season. And look who it's coming from. Josh Allen, Mr. I'll run it, and has been told you need to rein it in. But he was given Caleb Williams the kind of advice he needs to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's the sort of being a ground greatness plan that the Bears had. Who knows if it'll work or not. Caleb's got to listen, number one.
Yeah.
But it's that you sort of saw play out in a certain way there in one interaction. I think that was interesting to see. Probably the highlight of it for me.
Okay.
Anything Romo Dunze does, that dude is a stud.
He's a lightning
rod. And did you see the difference between, and I guess he probably had some time, but the difference between when Caleb got up there to do his rookie song and then Rome gets up there, he owned the
on
room.
Point.
And ends up, that he's just got leader written all over.
Had his whole boombox ready to go.
But there aren't, I will say this, and I got to go back. There aren't a, you got Caleb, you got the Bears receiving core, okay?
Yep.
Which is three number ones. We get a Keenan Allen, going against, that was pretty cool.
DJ.
But there, after that, the storylines get thin. And so I'm not going to sit up here and tell y'all, these are the best two episodes of Hard Knocks I've ever seen. One was good, a little bit of a let off last night. Brad, you might any
I think
disagreements?
You nailed it. Everything you said is
okay.
Spot on.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
And I think for Bears fans, though, last night's was really good because you see just how damn loaded this team is on offense. I mean, the offense is loaded up. It is crazy.
Swift may be the fastest running back we've ever had.
Yes, and they've got several running backs. They've got this rookie who's up for medical school. I mean, who's trying to make the team. They're talking about some of these fringe players, too, because a lot of these other starters aren't playing. Roma Dunze looks great, though. He's going to be a stud.
Yeah. Man, what was the song he sang last night? Oh, he did Kiss Kiss. Did you not see it?
I saw the video on
it. It apparently went viral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on
Man,
on
and I ain't going to lie to you, he owned it. At first, I thought it was a little shaky, but he owned it and won the room.
Yep.
Won the locker room, which is important.
Good song pick.
And it says a lot about his maturity. But what, you kind of knew it when you drafted him, but you to see it, it's really cool.
What would be your karaoke pick? If you like, okay, that's you, you're going to get up there.
Life.
Life?
Yeah. Bye. Like Casey and JoJo's song?
That's your pick?
That's just top, like what I would try to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's.
I think you just hit me off the top of my head.
And that's the one that you would go with.
I mean, that's one you sing in the shower all the time. I mean, yeah, that's probably one I would give a shot to. Now, I wouldn't go. I would work on it beforehand.
Yeah, of course.
You know it's coming.
Yes.
It apparently happens in every training camp now where they've got these rookies up singing. You got to say your signing bonus. It's
right.
Pretty much standard across the board. So I would be ready, and I will have worked on it. But then, yeah, I would go like Life, KC, JoJo. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
How about yourself?
I think I'd go Linger.
Little Eminem.
Linger by the Cranberries. That's what I'd go with.
The hell is that?
You don't know Linger by the Cranberries?
But remember, you have to win the room.
Oh, I'm going
to
win the room.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let me hear it real fast because we know Life. We've done that before.
It starts out with a long instrumental. I mean, the instrumental is like a minute long.
See, then that's not going to help
perfect.
You. No, it doesn't because the guys are going to be booing after about 10 seconds if you haven't started.
No, dude, you got to let it build, bro.
You will not win the room. Go ahead.
Well, no, you got to let the instrumental
play. It's like a minute and a half.
Dude, you need to fast forward. This is a loser song so far. It's just not a great choice so far off the top of your dome.
Well, I would shorten this up.
You have to if you're trying to impress the room.
But can you sort of start to feel the vibes, though?
No.
You don't think Caleb Williams would like it if I sang this song? He'd be into it.
He attempted to do John Legend.
Now it's picking up, right? You got it. Yeah. Yeah, now you like it. You can feel the turn in the room a little bit. The energy is kind of...
What is? I'm still not feeling it.
Here it comes.
It's better. It's better.
It's going to have to get better.
If you could return.
Well, that's when it's over.
Don't let it burn.
Well, where's the sound?
Don't let it fade. Sure, I might be rude.
Oof.
This is his pick, Jason.
And you tried to clown on Life.
And it's every day.
Yeah, you'll have like Cole Komet singing with you and all that, but that's about it.
Honey, so
and then that
you.
Hook like Showtime at the Apollo.
Same, man.
So why were you holding her hand?
I'm sorry, but that's enough. Somebody has to put their foot down.
Why?
The awful pick.
Well, she's
and especially considering you had time there. You put me on the spot. You thought
I don't know what so.
And so you had a little time to think of something that was awful.
Rest in peace, Dolores.
Yeah, Dolores O'Riordan is dead.
Yeah, she's dead, dude. So you're disrespecting a dead person when you say that.
You
did.
Just saying it's not
if
the song
you could return,
for training camp.
I'd swing Sweet Caroline.
It fits. It fits you, and it would probably win the room, you doing it.
Yeah, I like
so
that one.
So I can't even push back on
it. Yeah, I mean, you would win the room, but I would.
He would.
But I think what I would do is I would intrigue many people.
And he would
people.
Have folks doing that.
Yeah, you get the sway moments with the
mic. It would be very easy for you. And
just,
I could
just,
see you being
just,
successful.
It just depends on how liked he is in the locker room at that time.
Yeah, I'd have to
if he's not liked in the locker room, he would get booed.
I might do something crazy like pull my pants down with the boxers like that one cat from Canada did. That's
then
really good.
It promptly got hurt afterwards, but still a Hard Knocks favorite.
Yeah.
The lineman from Canada that
showed
ended
himself.
Up straining his hamstring in that first game. He's out for weeks, may not make the team.
Let me ask you this. What's most important in the picking, whether it's for your locker room or whether it's at rest in peace as well, Windjammer, what's the most important part of choosing a karaoke song? Is it doing it well, or is it a song that everybody will enjoy? Because, you know, I think sometimes those two are mutually exclusive.
Again, not a question I had intended to spend a great deal of time on today, so I won't. But to bottom line it, I would say what's important is that the audience feels
for the crowd.
Yeah, and so you don't have to be a great singer. If the energy's right, you're hitting your words and everything else, and the crowd's feeling it, you're good. So and if you're going up there worried about individual performance,
exactly,
this being the best, that you're probably doing it for the wrong reason.
Well, I think that was the issue with my choice there, right? I made a selfish choice. I enjoy the song. I enjoy singing.
Yeah, it's not about that. In that sort of environment, very important. The song you pick, but then obviously the performance as well.
They would throw tomatoes at me.
Yeah, tomatoes are jock straps at your face.
That's unnecessary. I mean,
that's what happens in locker rooms, bro.
Yeah, well, nobody needs to do that.
You've never been in them. So this this is all outside looking into you. Yeah, in there a lot to ask questions, fool.
Yeah, same difference. You know, I mean, I've been in, and that was before they cut us out, of course. But I've been in there quite a bit, and this is not a locker room, right? This is like a meeting room.
Yeah, this is a meeting room environment.
Yeah, so there needs to be a little bit of.
You're still winning the locker room.
Yeah,
with that.
No, it's true. And you think Rome Odunze did?
Thank you. Went viral.
Who else won the locker room? Anybody else? That's saying.
I mean. I would still say Caleb has, just in other ways.
What he sing?
But we only saw three performances.
Did Caleb
He tried to sing Ordinary People by John Legend. He screwed up the beginning.
Okay.
And they trashed him. They did what you're talking about. They threw tomatoes and everything else. He didn't even finish.
That's pretty funny. Ordinary People.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's always entertaining, but the rest
if he had pulled it off, that's what I said. Your song choice is important, but then the performance is key. And he could not even finish.
He should have just
That was episode one.
He should have done
You
it.
Really don't care about Bears on Hard Knocks.
No.
You haven't watched any of it.
I haven't. But he should have just done what was natural to him.
You need to go do your homework, man.
He should have just done Little Red Corvette, bro.
International basketball is over, bro.
I know.
You got to come off of that.
He should have just done his
done.
Prince.
Germany's back home. Serbia's done. We salute you. Brother, you got to start looking at the rest of the world again.
I can't wait for these snap counts, man. These audibles for Caleb. He ain't showing them in the preseason. He's waiting until the regular season to debut them.
I would just say, so far, so good.
Yeah. But you know he's going to sing them things when doves cry at the line of scrimmage. You know?
No, I'm not. I'm not here for your Caleb Williams joke. Did you watch him? If you had watched him, you would realize this ain't no time for jokes. You're talking about potential greatness here. Watch him out.
Raspberry Beret.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberry Beret. Raspberry Beret.
Raiders would kill to have him.
No, that is true. That is a good point. We would. I mean, I'd take anything, right? I'd take anything at this point. So anyway, good stuff there on Hard Knocks. And yes, it's a continuation of a discussion that we've had on the show. That we'll discuss later with Hurd, who's, you know, and again, I kind of know Hurd's stance on this. I mean, Hurd is definitely a purist. He's still, and it's true, like, there are still good players in Memphis, even if the top of the top are leaving. But that is happening. The top of the top in Memphis high school basketball is leaving. I mean, when you came into, forget your preps days, when you came into the job as the Memphis Tiger beat writer, there was an embarrassment of riches still in Memphis high school basketball. I mean, all the way up to, I mean, what? You would say like 2016 with Diedrich? I mean, and he ended up reclassifying, but then that's the McDonald's All-American. I mean, you had, you know, a good 5, 6, 7 years coming down the pike of knowing there was going to be elite Memphis talent. And now that world has changed greatly. Keeper Jackson, Christian Brothers now going to Christopher Columbus in Miami. Cello Jackson, FACS, now going to Christopher Columbus in Miami. MJ Hayes was at FACS. He is apparently leaving FACS. I don't know where he's going, but someone tweeted me that MJ Hayes is leaving FACS. Now, D. Wilkes left FACS as the head coach. He's now at St. George's.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody sort of said that to me. That doesn't mean that they have to leave the city. Just because D. Wilkes leaves FACS, they could either stay, they could go somewhere else, but they're choosing to go elsewhere. So the list is pretty long since 2019, which is really kind of when it started. Matthew Morrell left Whitehaven for IMG, and he's now at Ole Miss. Kennedy Chandler left Briarcrest for Sunrise Christian in 2020. Trey Richmond left East for Camden in New Jersey with, you know, DJ Wagner. And now we knew that at the time. That was the big reason why, but he left.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years there. Curtis Givens. Did Curtis Givens do two at Montverde?
He was gone for two.
Yeah, he did. He did two. And obviously spent last year there as a senior. Yep.
So that's even become more trendy.
Jay Nash, who's signed to Tulsa, who Memphis will be seeing, he left Briarcrest for, I don't know how to say this, McKern? I don't know. I think that McKern, that sounds about right, in Georgia. He initially went to Oak Hill. So he left. Elijah Curry left also to go to Camden High School. He was at East. So that's a long list, and that's not even counting Keeper and Cello. So that's like 6, 7 of the, you know, top guys in the last 5 years. You know, guys that absolutely would have been carrying the banner for talent in Memphis that have left. And I think at this point, I didn't see any players ranked in 2025, which would be this upcoming year. I didn't see anybody ranked in 2025. Fred Smith is not ranked yet in 2026, but they haven't really done all those yet.
Mm-hmm.
He could be.
Interested to see how his recruitment goes.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of kept him sort of local.
Yes, he has.
Not just in staying at Briarcrest, but sort of on the grassroots scene and everything else over there, you know, working out of P7. I'll be in it because Dad loves him some Penny.
No doubt.
And so I'm interested to see how that went and what Fred goes on to become.
No question.
Because there's a lot of potential there.
I mean,
it feels like he's still growing. If you know anything about Dad, too, his dad had literally globetrotter hops. And so he's a really interesting prospect. Whether Briarcrest can hold on to him for what it would be another 2 years is a question.
Exactly.
But then you're sort of, you know, Memphis's potential recruitment of him, especially with that family's connection to Penny. That's one that I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Yes, because it has not been playing out like
that. He's a guy that so far has stayed here, has chosen to stay here, may do so.
And again, we'll see what those, you know, again, it's one of those things. If he comes in very high in the rankings, it lessens the chance that he stays. Just because the prep schools see all that, right? And they're going to go after the top guys that they feel are... I mean, they already, you know, have a history of Briarcrest players leaving. So they will probably, like, go back to that and try to tap that pipeline again. But, look, this is something that is not, as we've talked about, exclusive to the city of Memphis. It goes on everywhere. Prep players, you know, they leave for prep school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, they promise all these different things. And in some cases, maybe they come through on that. But it's just, that's the way of our world now. And again, I'm not blaming Memphis high school coaches. I'm not at all.
I can't blame them.
Yeah. I'm not blaming anything in terms of the system here. And I'm not blaming the players. It is what it is. And, it's probably never going to go back to the way it was. You know, and I think that's definitely a shame in terms of, you know, what we identify as, you know, sports fans in Memphis and, part of our culture is probably gone in that way. I mean, I was writing down the list of high school basketball players that finished in Memphis, and it's just quite frankly ridiculous.
Because it used to be all of them.
I mean, and most of them ended up being Tigers, but like there are so many non-Tigers that finished in high school in Memphis. I mean, I didn't even mention I didn't put Elliot Williams down here. I didn't put Leslie McDonald down here. I didn't put there are just so many.
The private school crew, yeah.
Yeah, like...
And Lawrence Bowers was with LSU.
I didn't have him in here.
Played in Missouri, had a good career.
So you ran out of space, right? Like you could do a whole piece on great high school basketball players that finished, not that ever played, but finished. And again, as we talked about too, for Penny, you know, who once upon a time was that guy, it's just he can't even really worry about Memphis anymore.
It can't be the focus. I would bottom line it with an answer to a question Jeff asked you this morning, which was, you know, what's the negative? And you're right. I mean, in the end, you can't fault the families or the players for leaving because for a Curtis Givens, and I'll tell you, Curtis Givens got better at Montverde. Like we can't make the case that none of these guys are getting better. Clearly, Curtis Givens III got better playing with Cooper Flagg and the experience for Montverde there. But this is something, it's something that's going to continue. But he asked you the question, is it negative? Okay, you can't fault the parents. It's an opportunity for them. You can't fault the high school coaches because, again, what can they do? Their hands are tied behind their back, not just at the public school level where it's been tied behind their backs for a while and private schools could get them, but now at the private school level, these guys are leaving. Who loses? In the end, it's the fan bases. It's as John said, we lose a part of our culture. You know, it's the sort of get-togethers again that with that Ridgeway White Station, Melrose White Station for the you spoke to that Chris Jones Joe Jackson rivalry there for a
while. Awesome.
But you can go into parts of Memphis. You know, South Memphis. You had BTW Carver back in the days and the feelings that would bring up. Like all of that slowly is gone. So the people that lose are the fans. Right, the high school, the folks that could go around and enjoy high school basketball in a way we talked about. That's where the bad is, but in the end, we all evolve. And Memphis will never stop producing high-level talent. Where it finishes up at in school, yeah. Right now, that's looks like for the best, it's out of town. And it's something that we'll continue to work through. I don't know. We've talked about it a ton. There isn't a change coming up on the horizon. You know, this is probably going to continue to happen unless somebody again decides to put a prep school smack dab in the middle of Memphis. And then again, think about the time it would take to build that up, how much money you'd have to have. You'd have to operate outside the TSSAA. Nobody's running to do that.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, it will continue to happen this way. Hopefully you'll keep a few, you know, Fred Smiths that stay, Cam Joneses that stay at ECS and still got it done, is projected to be a first-round pick next year in the NBA draft coming out of Marquette. Enough of those that we can still, you know, see some good high school basketball. But you're right, it's been a blow to the high school basketball scene here in Memphis, and particularly, again, the one that keeps getting hammered over the head, it feels like, is the inner city, is the Memphis Shelby County school coach that just doesn't have anything to offer his best player. You know, a guy that he's helped develop from his freshman to sophomore to junior. You know, maybe even you got him to your junior year because you're telling him, man, we're going to do it together. We're going to win a state title. You lose him, whether it's to a private school somewhere else, you know, a municipality. I mean, he's the one that continues to get, you know, that becomes a tougher and tougher job.
Yeah.
When you keep losing your best player.
No, it does.
So there's a trickle down.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Those guys lose. Those guys that have wanted to do high school coaching, and they're not in it for the money. We all know that. I mean, high school coaching around here, you barely get a stipend, you know. You're not in it for the money. You're in it for the love. You're trying to help kids, and you get a good team together, all that gets pulled from you eventually because those guys are transferring. It's tough and something that'll never be like it was, but we'll evolve, John.
We will.
We always do.
And we'll survive, too. You know, I mean, it's like – Once upon a time.
You said, I mean, Dominic's going to stay at White Station.
Yeah.
All 4 years.
I mean, certainly we'd love to be at White Station.
But the other part of this, like Bobby Bingo Smith and Joe Jackson, Shelby Metro scoring records, like they're going to stay there.
Yeah.
Because you have to think about what it would take to break those now. Those top guys are going to stay in place because no one is staying in the same place. And the best of them that would have a chance at those kind of records are going off to the prep schools out of town and everything else. So, you know, for the Bobby Bingos and the Joe Jacksons, your records will forever be safe because I don't think we'll see it
That's
like that again.
Yeah.
Where guys, and you know, every now and then, maybe a Cam Jones has a chance at some of those, but for the most part, those records are going to stay in place.
Yeah, because like you said, like guys are not going to sustain.
Stay here 4 years.
Long enough. Again, the times do change, We evolve, and things that we once knew and loved. Black Lodge is closing. You know, that's the world. That's the world.
It sounds like reopening another capacity, but no real plans. It didn't look. I was looking for
yes.
Oh, that's tough, man.
You know, the Mall of Memphis closed. You know, Raleigh Springs was a great mall.
I mean,
it closed.
He went from like current to. Old closings.
Think about it. Skateland was a thing. Remember the big skate? You know, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of things that were once great about Memphis are gone. And so, you know, what's one more thing? Well, I mean, we're conditioned to understand what it feels like to lose at this point in our arc. You know, at this point, it would be a shock if something didn't go away. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the only thing we got is Elon's AI. That's the only thing we got, man.
Well, I mean, just that, and for folks like you pushing back on it, there's progress over, you know, with Simmons Bank, and you got to have to have the progress.
We literally lost
but
that.
We're moving into the future over at the University of Memphis in terms of athletics.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about it with how you're positioned in the group of five now.
Yeah.
And having ownership of Simmons Bank, so I wouldn't just paint it all gray and sad. No, man, we're moving forward in some places.
I'm sad,
you know. But Grizzly's going to redo the whole front of that area, FedEx Forum. That seems to be the plan. Going to upgrade that part of Beale. It feels like or down there. I know I'm not certainly setting that at their feet, but that sounds like the plan is that they're going to step up and help do that, and that's part of those renovations. Like, you know, we got some things. Sometimes it's good to focus on the positive,
okay,
as opposed to what we're losing. And Memphis basketball, you know, it'll be all right.
I'll be interested to hear her.
It'll just be different.
It won't be as good.
Gyms will still be packed.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to think about it for when you peel off that top level. Just like we've talked about it, John. It's opportunities for others to come up, maybe that wouldn't have been there. And again, for other, you know, whether it's developing guys or whatever else, it's opportunities for those guys to come up and then try to become you know, the next star. And so, again, like I said, you know, the passion for high school basketball around here is not going to die. It's just what you're seeing is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You don't have nearly the amount of, you know, concentrated Division I level talent. Yeah, and it's something you can lament, but it's something you're going to have to get used to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we'll come back. Norton Hurd IV going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about this, get his spin on it, and more. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, ID Turner FM, ESPN.
Football is fast approaching. It's time to get on the action early this season with FanDuel Sportsbook. What are your favorite NFL future bets? You can do those. You got tons of different player props. Passing yards, TDs, rushing, receiving totals. Is C.J. Stroud going to go over 4,000 again, or at least make it so easy, make it look so easy in doing so? You also got great team markets, like to make the playoffs, win the division, the Super Bowl matchup. You can pick that, and you can parlay together different picks for an even bigger payout. Turn a couple of bucks into a tank of gas, like I like to say. Plus, right now, new customers, you get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Just visit FanDuel.com /JSmith to sign up today. You'll get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet hits. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, official partner of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back, Jason and John, Eddie Turner of ESPN. You know, I think week zero is next week in college football. I believe that is true, which means, like, we're going to have college football on TV, on one of Jeffrey's 15 right. TVs. Jeffrey's televisions have become the stuff of legend. I heard Steve Lennox on Jeffrey and Company mention the TVs. I think
a lot of people can relate, including yourself, apparently. I mean, I've seen it now.
I only have two, bro.
It's multiple, though. It's a little bit distracting, I'll tell you, for somebody that's not used to it.
Did you like my setup?
I had seen it before.
Oh, you'd seen it before?
My first time. I'm sure I've commented on, but you've made me comment publicly on it
before. Yeah, no, I don't. I try not to make you do it.
I would get used to it,
yeah.
But it's a lot going on. You got UFC on one, you got Titans on the other.
That's right.
Which one am I focusing on?
It is hard.
And it's particularly with all what we had going on. We had kids, we had Bennett. Asking all the damn questions.
Football is a little easier than basketball, right? Football is
quite the scene.
You have like time between plays to kind of. Basketball is not like that. Basketball is nuts. I try not to do that with basketball.
But I'm with you. I'm very excited about the college football season.
Yeah. So week zero is coming up, and I've just sort of been picking up through the grapevine that we may, obviously, everybody involved is rooting for Memphis to do well, but we may have a rebel in our midst. We may have an Ole Miss rebel in our midst. I don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but I do think we have a land shark? Is that what they? I think we have a land shark here in the studio, and that's actually going to be Jason.
Certainly, Brad.
Yeah, that's right.
We know where his allegiances lie.
Process of elimination. We can kind of work through this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do this, right? You have years where you adopt as your own various SEC teams.
Yeah, I jumped on Tennessee a little too soon.
That's right.
With Pruitt.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, I thought it was a little later. I thought it was Hendon. I thought it was the Hendon year. Maybe it was.
No, it was. It was. I was joking.
Yeah, so it was.
We were laughing at those times. We had them on the wall.
Yeah, the garbage can.
We were making fun of them.
We had the wall of shame every week.
No, the last couple, particularly with what they had done with Hooker.
Right.
I thought they had a chance. But remember that in-house fight they had.
That's right.
Between
with
Hooker and my man Banks.
Yeah.
Rocked them to the core, lose to South Carolina, and I jumped ship when that happened.
Gotcha. Now, did you have an SEC team last year?
I don't think so.
Last year,
remember the wall of shame? That was it.
Yeah.
Shame.
You know, honestly,
Butch spent many a day up there.
We could consider bringing that back because I'm watching a lot more college football now than
I feel like you'll just use it as a Deion hit piece every week.
Absolutely.
Because it's you, and I heard it today in the same spirit of rooting against Paul Feinbaum commenting on how irrelevant Colorado football will be this year because it won't be obviously in the conference, you know, conference chase for a title. We know that. I mean, there's more you got to do there.
Yes.
But as Heather Dinich said, yes, you're right. Then we're not talking college football playoff, nothing for Colorado. But they still got Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
They still got Shedeur Sanders. What are we talking about here? It is time for Deion, though, to stop. Because apparently, I don't know if you know this, he's into it with local media now.
He's gone
back and forth. You are not going to win any fights. You're not going to keep winning these fights if you don't have the wins to back it up. People will jump on with you if you're turning around at Jackson State or if you're off to a quick start at Colorado. But when you can't sustain it, bro, you do not do yourself any favors with this. I would focus on the football right now. I've said that all preseason, though, about Colorado, man.
Yeah.
It's time to stop talking.
It is. It is.
Especially when your lines ain't
right. He never made it right with Fred, and you know, ever since then, it's just kind of been a...
But y'all are rooting against him. Whereas I can see failure on the horizon.
That's who you adopted last year. You adopted Colorado. No, you did.
Only in the sense
you did.
Because I've criticized Deion. I've criticized Deion for what he did to Jackson State in terms of pulling out of events like the Southern Heritage Classic was stupid. That was about Deion, never about Jackson State. I've never been I'm just on Deion's jock all the time. But yes, in that instance, I mean, when it's time to be criticized, Deion should be criticized.
Well,
my man blew off Jeremy Pierre. I didn't like that.
Yeah, he did.
Remember that?
Yeah, that was Jackson State.
When he was still coming to Southern Heritage, he blew off my man, said we didn't have time. Hated that when you blow off local.
Absolutely.
Especially
awful.
Our guy.
Yeah, terrible, terrible, terrible. So you adopted Tennessee 2 years ago.
I root against him, though.
You adopted Colorado last year, and now not all precincts are reporting, okay? So we're waiting on some key. We're waiting on Wisconsin. We're waiting on Michigan. We're waiting on Pennsylvania. Maybe Arizona. Maybe Nevada. But early indications are that your team this year outside of Memphis might be the Ole Miss Rebels. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I don't think I've rooted for Ole Miss anything.
Wow.
But you've identified that I'm slick rooting for them again, just out of a theory that they may end up being, that you've pushed back on, it's made me root for it even more, mm-hmm. may end up being the second best team in the SEC over Texas. And when you see news like what just came out of Texas we saw, mm-hmm. it's probably something you were headed to.
Yeah.
But you lose another running back. You just again, you got an Ole Miss team that's sixth. Everybody's expecting Texas to come right in and be dominant. And I know they're loaded, and they're loaded starts right at the quarterback position. You feel good about that. But Ole Miss is, I think, capable this year of being right there behind Georgia as the second best team. To me, that's my sort of intrigue when I look at the SEC. Who's going to be second? You know, is Alabama going to end up having something to say about this? They're going to take a step back. I just think this is a time where it feels like Lane can really capitalize on sort of some of the change in the SEC, and more credit to him where he's put Ole Miss and the position there. They're in a position where you can lose a Judkins to an Ohio State and still be top 10 ranked right now, third highest ranked team in the SEC. I'm just from that standpoint, can the local team that I know a lot of people care about here, and again, if Mississippi State was in this position, I'd be more interested in that storyline, what's going to happen. In this case, Ole Miss, I think they got, in terms of the locals, the best shot to make the most noise, and maybe to make more noise than a Texas team that, yes, is loaded, but is still making the transition over to the SEC. And you just, again, you wonder about, you know, how smooth is that going to be?
Right.
You know, could that be a game? You know, could that be a loss? Just, you know, just be the crowds in the SEC, everything else. I mean, they're used to big crowds. I can't put that on you, but it is a different level of football. There's no question about it. So, you know, that I'm curious about that storyline in particular. And yes, if that means I'm interested in rooting more for Ole Miss, then
yeah.
put me down for it. Really, really because of the sort of rock eyebrow I got from you when we brought it up. I don't know if it was maybe right after we talked to Feinbaum, maybe during, but the idea that Ole Miss had just looked like you thought it was pretty far-fetched, maybe based on losing a Judkins. I see this Texas news, another running back going down, season-ending injury.
Yeah.
And it looks more possible to me that Ole Miss, this could really be a college football playoff. That looks definite.
Right.
I'm talking about, can you be the second best team in the SEC, and maybe in an SEC championship game?
They're even money to make the playoff that I've seen.
Yeah,
Ole Miss is.
They should do that.
They are fourth in SP Plus. So you have Georgia 1, Alabama 4th, Texas 5th, and then Ole Miss 8th. So not a ton of separation here.
You could easily see them better than Alabama this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely possible.
That's what the polls have got, right?
I'm pretty high on Milroe, you know, and the new scheme. So, you know, that's the part for me that I – but again, my concerns about Ole Miss are not about the offense. It's a defense that ranked 42 last year in college football. Now, the SP Plus has them taking a significant jump.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if that happens – We're having a totally different discussion.
Yes, sir.
But if they can go from 42 to 16, anything's on the table.
Capable.
But that's a big jump. And you know, it's just never happened at Ole Miss. They've just never had, you know, that kind of a defense. Now, you know, maybe this is the year they do. That's going to have to happen. So, there are teams in the SEC that I am skeptical about. Ole Miss is not really one of them.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical more so about LSU, who SP Plus ratings have them with the number two offense in the entire country.
And this is the final preseason SP Plus you're looking at now.
And I'm just like, I would fade that all day long because, you know, how do you have the number two offense when you're losing Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers? I know they'll be good.
It's a lot of projecting.
I know they'll be good.
When you're losing that kind of production.
But I just don't think it's that simple.
Jaden was everything.
Jaden, what were you, like 6,000 yards? You know, and 50 touchdowns.
He was only the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, you know, Malik Nabers, top 10 pick.
Usually, you take a step back in those years.
So
after the Heisman Trophy,
I'm not sure that Nussmeier has. I mean, yeah, he had a good bowl game. So what? I mean, bowl games don't matter, right? I'm not just gonna take a bowl game and just assume that this is what it's gonna look like over the course of a regular season. So anyway, yeah, look, I don't think Ole Miss is a bad team to. Outside of Memphis.
I think it's fun for us here locally, college football fans. Not just one team around here has got, you know, college football playoff aspirations and real chance to shake something up.
Yeah.
And that would still apply to me to Tennessee. I mean, their position now, yeah, although it is sort of a handing off in terms of there's no more Joe Milton in there to kick it back to. You got Nico, you're moving on to the future full time. But they're in a position where, you know, maybe they can make some things happen. You're talking about Memphis, obviously. And so a lot of the local teams that we're already talking about have got perhaps a higher ceiling than we've ever seen at one time. And so much of that is this college football playoff. That's all brand new, 12 teams now. It feels like so much more is possible, and particularly here locally on the college football scene.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I think, you know, those are probably like the regular, like, in terms of sufferable, you know, SEC fan bases, you know, Ole Miss is definitely I'm cool with them. I'm fine with them, you know. So
Now I see it. He's got them jumping up to 16.
Yeah. 16 is a big jump.
For Ole Miss's defense, big jump from where they were.
26-point leap, you know, 26-spot leap, I should say.
Yeah, I went on and pulled it up after you were talking about it.
But, I mean, yeah, like if you...
And where's my man Florida Star? Okay, and 10th on defense.
10th on defense, 21st on offense,
mm-hmm.
So... Yeah.
That will be a great test.
It will.
For a Memphis offense that is also top 10.
I mean, Memphis's offense is 9.
It's okay? Crazy.
So that's better than Florida State.
I think last year finished 10th.
Better than Notre Dame's. Better than Ohio State's.
And this is why they will win the American Athletic Conference.
A&M, better than Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the defense that's really dragging them down.
Well, it's scary that they've got that defense the way they jumped up Ole Miss based on what they expect. Memphis added in the offseason, which it claims to include,
yeah,
a lot, the Elijahs, the Kobe Miners. You would think it'd be higher than 102. Like that would represent a little bit more of a jump. So
exactly.
Again, they're, what are they calling it over there? What we say, Chandler Martin said they're in the dark. What they said, they're in the dark. What?
Yeah, something like that.
They got a lot to prove.
Twilight Zone. I don't know, bro.
It was the defensive slogan about doing it in the dark or something. We coming out the dark.
I think it's more like the unsolved mysteries. Who was my host?
Now, he was all AAC last year on a bad defense.
But yeah, he was. No, he was not the problem.
His efforts will pay off. You know, will be paid in full this year with a much better, you know, team effort on that side of the ball. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping he'll be joined by a few more great efforts.
Robert Stack.
There you go.
Was my Unsolved Mysteries host. Man, that series used to scare the piss out of me. Much like the Memphis defense when it takes the field.
Wasn't he an airplane too?
Robert Stack. I don't know. I don't know if I'd seen. That makes sense though. He's the guy, Brian, sweating in that GIF. Is that him?
Like he keeps on taking off his sunglasses or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert Stack.
When do we lost him in 03?
We lost him in 03. He was 84.
Been a minute.
Yeah.
He lived a good one.
This is what I hear.
I like when we have these randoms that we bring up.
But this is like when. Well, this is what
Robert
I hear.
Robert Stack is a definite random.
Memphis defense takes the field for the first time in a meaningful game. It's like, okay. What's it going to be? Is it going to be a scary sight like last year when Navy came in here and put up 28?
I cannot see them just giving up hordes of points again, being ranked in the hundreds again with the improvements they've made from a personnel standpoint.
They gave up 24 last year. I apologize. It was only I don't want to add points. That would be not fair. But it was 24, and they were down, you know, 14-7 after a quarter.
No, I mean, that's good music for the pressure that's on this defense, because offense going.
There's no mystery about the offense. We know what that's going to be.
Top 10.
Yeah.
They're even cold. Did you, on EA Sports, have you played with them?
Yeah.
Rock cold?
I mean.
Is Mario Anderson cold?
They're fine. I mean, you know, the game is just.
Apparently, you just suck.
No, it's just you feel the speed difference with when you play like SEC teams and the trenches difference.
But play UTSA, fool. We need to play that one out.
I don't get it. Nobody picks UTSA, so it's like your choice. I mean, I can play the computer. Who wants to play the computer? I play online. So when I play online, everybody picks Georgia and Alabama and Texas and all those same teams. You know what I'm saying?
Can't beat those teams with Memphis.
And if you and if somebody picks Navy, just know it's a wrap for you. Just know, because ain't nobody playing with Navy unless they're unstoppable. With that option, and it happened,
and so and you can do that. You can be unstoppable with the option on the game.
Oh yeah, bro.
Okay. So
yeah.
I don't like that when they make like Vic on you can't stop Vic on the game back in the day on Madden.
I'm like,
I don't like it when that's unstoppable.
This is like the Paxton year all over again, man. I can't stop the damn option. What am I supposed to do?
So what? Yeah, what's a just give me a roundabout record for you here on the
I mean,
EA
I'm above
Sports
500.
Game.
I mean, I'm, you know, I'm moving up the ranks, but I don't play that much. You know, it's not a game that captivated me like it captivated seemingly everybody else. I did the, you know, the stupid create a player. You know, I was a wide receiver out of Memphis. I sat on the bench for 5 years. You know, I tried to transfer, but, you know, I didn't have any good offers.
Nobody
so I was
wants
like,
you.
So I was like, okay, well, and then it's just not fun. It's not fun unless you're like a quarterback in that mode. So I stopped playing. I like everything else. I just stopped doing it, honestly. And I just end up in this death spiral of, you know, work and trying to raise kids and work. It's just that's all it is ever for me. So.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, it loses its shine real quick for me. But yeah, man, it's going to be a fun college football season for sure. And, you know, you got week zero coming up, and Deion obviously is going to be in the mix for a playoff.
We're not worried about Deion. Deion needs to just worry about it work.
Now, let's see where Colorado is.
Their defense is 100 just ahead of Memphis's.
Oh, my God.
Offense 32.
And they're 32.
Bro, they got Shadur and Travis Hunter.
That's unacceptable.
It's really unacceptable to be 100 on defense and you got an NFL player
dude,
on it.
And dude, Colorado's Hunt. Behind UTSA, but, James Madison.
But they couldn't.
Appalachian State.
They could not stop the run last year. And it looks
terrible.
Like they will not be able to stop the run again this year.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons why that defense ranks so low.
Yeah, I mean, they're
even with an NFL player playing DB.
It's why they got killed by Oregon, you know? Because they're linemen.
He hasn't done enough from everything I gather, but we'll see it on the field. It's probably going to be a disappointing year, and he's going to have to eat a little bit of crow.
Yeah.
We'll see how into it he is now.
Yeah, we will. We're about to find out. There is no doubt about it. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. Stick around. Jason DeJohn, ITurn FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.